The next patient is Henry Dollard. The last name is D-O-L-L-A-R-D. L-R-D. Henry is the first name. 75-year-old African-American male that is following in the practice because of a kidney transplant that is with chronic allograft nephropathy, CKD stage 4, period. Recently admitted to a hospital because of diarrhea. The patient had acute kidney injury superimposed on CKD stage 4. The diarrhea was related to CMV. The patient was treated with ganciclovir until a couple of days ago when the PCR came back negative in blood. Period. The patient continues to be in pain with significant fluid retention, is feeling weak. At the time of the release from the hospital, the patient had a creatinine of 3.6, a BUN of 55, estimated GFR of 15. The patient has a hemoglobin of 9.4. The sodium 139, potassium 4.8, chloride 105, and the CO2 was 24. The gap was 20. The patient is scheduled to see a transplant nephrologist on the 22nd of March of this month. To the physical examination, there is significant fluid retention. He has edema, 1/4 in the lower extremities. And he has pain in both ankles that are is significant. When I touched the patient, he was very sensitive. Since he has a history of gout, we are going to treat him as such. Number two, the patient has gout. Colchicine was prescribed, 1 tablet POTID performed one day, then one daily for 7 days. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 182/93. The patient is in pain. These blood pressure readings are better at home. I'm going to start the patient on furosemide 40 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, acute gout treated with a colchicine. Following number, hypercoagulable state. The patient is on chronic anticoagulation with warfarin. Has not been checked since he was released from the hospital. We are going to check it again. Following number, the patient is a kidney transplant patient that is taking Myfortic 722 times a day and program one milligram two times a day. Prednisone 5 milligrams every day. It is my impression that this patient is going to need the renal replacement therapy. Is going to be a challenging case because he couldn't tolerate peritoneal dialysis in the past, and he has a hypercoagulable state that makes very difficult to deal with the vascular accesses. By experience, we had this patient on dialysis at one time. Paragraph. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalization. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.